Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with John Spencer at West Point, urban warfare expert, talking about the Gaza war and civilian casualties. I asked John about the Italian campaign, 1943-44, the enormous casualties among the civilian population in Italy, matching that in France and Germany, the enormous casualties necessary to fight an urban warfare battle back then. Not much has changed today, drones perhaps. Still, we look at Gaza and the expectations of the public, and John makes an excellent point about the public having not lack of memory, just focus on the immediate, what they've lived through. Here's John Spencer explaining why it is that the Gaza war is held to an unavoidably utopian model, fighting an urban warfare battle without civilian casualties. More of this later tonight. Thank you.
I don't know if it's forgotten. I do think there's a problem, and we teach military theory about recognizing the type of war you're in. And everybody wants to look through the lens of the last 20 years. And John, they don't want to go back to World War II, where we're trying to defeat a regime and its military through the use of force. Nobody wants another world war. You know, 20 million soldiers died, but 50 million civilians died in World War II. The numbers are almost inconceivable to anybody who didn't actually live in that time period. So they see through the lens of what they've lived through, what they know, where these numbers, even if they were true, in comparison to what? In comparison to, like you said, the Italian campaign, or you know, I do urban warfare, like the Battle of Ortona, what they called the Italian Stalingrad, and the destruction of that very destructive battle would be foreign to people today looking through the lens. So I do think it's forgotten. But that doesn't mean that after World War II, the world, all of us, even the Soviet Union, said, okay, look, we're not going to do this again. We're not going to target civilians and cities for the sole purpose of punishing them so they'll convince their governments and their militaries to surrender. You know, the Geneva Conventions, the Fourth Geneva Conventions after World War II, but we still have a problem trying to compare even today's battles against what we know of the last 20 years, where when you have a combatant in an urban terrain like this, like Hamas, embedded, built cities on top of their civilians, on top of their military sites on purpose, it's really foreign to people. So everybody's just like, I don't understand this. I just want it to stop, because they have forgotten, to be honest, what war looks like.